The coronavirus shutdowns and restrictions in Massachusetts will continue until at least mid-May. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker on Tuesday extended the stay-at-home advisory and non-essential business closure until May 18th. The order had been scheduled to expire on May 4th.
I know pushing these dates back a couple of weeks is probably not what many people want to hear.
Also extended until May 18th is the ban on gatherings of more than 10 people. Although the state appears to have hit a plateau in hospitalizations for COVID-19, there has not been enough downward movement in the number of new cases to allow for a safe reopening, Baker said.
Medical and infectious disease experts believe that the public's compliance with our closure of non-essential businesses, our ban on large gatherings, and our stay-at-home advisory has slowed the spread and helped our hospitals keep up. And based on these facts on the ground, these mechanisms all need to remain in place so we can soon do better than just keep up and actually start to get ahead.
The shutdown in Massachusetts that started on March 24th closed dine-in restaurants, shopping malls, Main Street retailers, cultural institutions, theaters, factories, and construction sites. More than a half million state residents filed for first-time unemployment benefits in the last month.
And we all look forward to stepping in front of this podium to tell you that we're starting to open for business. I know we'll get there soon, but we have to be smart about how we do it and recognize and understand that there are risks associated with going back too soon.
Baker said when it does come time to reopen, it won't happen all at once.
And remember, this is a phased opening. Phased. It's not going to be everybody all at once. I'm sure many people would like to see it happen that way. Others might not. But the bottom line is this is going to be phased. And it's going to be based to some extent on those businesses that are most likely to be successful coming out of the gate with respect to a reopening of some sort.
Although the surge in COVID-19 cases in Western Massachusetts appears to have happened weeks ago, Baker said he would not reopen one part of the state before another.
I don't anticipate that we'll choose to single one region out over another. I'm glad, since Western Mass was one of the first areas to be hit hard by this thing. I'm glad to see the numbers there moving in the right direction. I would hate to do anything to screw that up.
The Republican governor announced the creation of an advisory panel that will put together a set of recommendations before May 18th on how the state should proceed to reopen and what safety standards, protocols, rules, and regulations will need to be in place. The panel consists of 11 representatives from the business community, 3 people from the healthcare sector, and 3 local government officials, and is chaired by Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito.
We'll do a lot of listening to our Main Street businesses, our small business owners. We'll listen to the best academic institutions, thought leaders, and innovators from all over our Commonwealth.
Members of the Reopening Advisory Board from Western Massachusetts are East Hampton Mayor Nicole LaChapelle and Dr. Mark Kerouac, President and CEO of Bay State Health.
We literally are rolling up our sleeves, and we're getting to work today. The advisory board members also very engaged and very available to helping us spend a lot of time over the next few weeks to organize this effort for our Commonwealth.
Massachusetts is also coordinating with neighboring states about restarting the economy. Schools are closed in Massachusetts for the rest of the academic year. School districts have switched to remote learning. Child care providers are currently closed until the end of June. It was announced Monday that all court buildings in Massachusetts would remain closed to the public until at least June 1st. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.